email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, our next guest is in our Galway studio. She has over 1 million followers across Instagram, Facebook and TikTok for her handy recipes. Hello, Lou Robbie.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Great to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
Little Lou Cooks.
Yes.
Yes. You're an Instagram sensation. 805,000 followers. That's a lot.
It is. It is. It's more than I can think about, to be honest, Ray.
Like that. So must be outside Ireland. You must be getting reaction from all over the world, are you?
Yeah, it's pretty global. I have a huge Irish following that I'm very proud of. And then I have a big following in the UK and a lot of, it's just mostly the English speaking countries, America and Canada and as far away as Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah. And this is something good to come out of COVID for you.
It is, it is. Yeah, I was like a lot of people at home at lockdown and, you know, I'd been working in restaurants for a lot of years. So I just thought, what can I do next? So I'm at home. So I started giving some online cooking classes and teaching what I knew and passing on the skills. And then I did a bit of catering as well on the side when things kind of opened up, and all the time I was sharing recipes on my social pages. So yeah, it's kind of snowballed about a year ago and took off, and yeah, it's incredible.
There was one moment, one recipe that did it for you, that sort of catapulted you into the stratosphere.
Yeah, all the time I've been cooking for my kids, you know, my family at home, doing what we all do, try and feed them good, nutritious food every day. And last November, I shared like a montage reel of myself at home making snacks for the kids for their lunchboxes. And in the end of the reel, there was a picture of all the 70 snacks laid out on the countertop, all in little bags for the freezer. So I'm a big believer in batch baking and freezing for another day. And I think people kind of saw something in that they mightn't have seen before. And that was the one that snowballed. I got 80,000 followers from that one reel.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, well, that wasn't my biggest one. I had a bigger one after Christmas. I had nearly 200,000 followers from a reel after Christmas.
What was that reel?
It was a similar one. It was just me in my kitchen, just doing what I do. I think it's probably relatable. A lot of people send me lovely messages and they say that they make the food and the recipes that I share, and they find that it's real food with ingredients that they can all find, and they're all doable, they're all easy. There's nothing chefy or fancy about it. So, and it just makes life a bit easier that they can make them in batches, pop them into the freezer and then pull them out for another day. So that's, sort of must have.
I suppose you're unique, maybe not unique, but a very interesting combination of skills. You are a mother, obviously. You have your own children, so you cook for them. But you are a qualified chef and you've cooked to a very high standard. And you have this ability, which I think is the reason why you're so popular, that, you know, it's very, very doable. Like, have most of your recipes just got five ingredients?
I don't like complicated myself. I don't have time for complicated, you know. I'm busy, I'm on the go all the time. So I do like just handy, like especially for baking, a bowl and a jug. A lot of my baking recipes are just those pieces of equipment. And then I use little scoops. I have a set of three sizes scoops, so that's nice and fast to portion the batter into the trays. I did a cooking demo in Dublin yesterday, so I was telling all the ladies at the demonstration, I was showing them all my equipment. I have a little tiny palette knife that's brilliant for pancakes, so you can like really speedily flip them over.
Right.
I bought a big crepe maker so I can batch bake pancakes on this big, I bought it last year around Pancake Tuesday. And I pull it out so I can make about 9 pancakes at a time on this thing. So just the little tricks to make things, just to make it a bit quicker, you know.
How many children have you got?
I've just got 2.
And what age are they?
Maeve is 9 and Hamish is 6.
Right. Your posts look very professional.
Well,
that's the ultimate Irish compliment.
Thank
you. Look very professional.
They weren't always that way.
Yeah. So have you updated all your equipment and all that sort of thing?
Not really. No. I film off my phone. So when I started out, funny enough, I was telling them at the demo yesterday, the first reel I ever shared was me chopping an onion. And it was all wobbly. The clamp was on the table and I used a little knife and it looked awful. And I put my voice over it and, you know, but I just posted it anyway. So that was a good few few years ago, and I just sort of honed my skills. I just improved it all the time. But also, because I was given online cooking classes, I registered my business, and I updated my kitchen. So my kitchen looks like a studio kitchen in a way.
Right,
but
yes.
It was because of the online classes. So then I have a nice blank space to work with, which is great.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I have nice south face. Yeah. The light is really important too. So I make sure it's a nice sunny day when I film.
It looks great. Lou, what is it about chopping onions? We had, what's your man's name? Marco Pierre White on years ago. And he showed me how to chop an onion and we videoed it. And it's got, like, I think the last time I looked, it's got 1.3 million views.
I know, it's the simplest thing. But I suppose I probably couldn't chop an onion properly till I trained to be a chef.
My
skills weren't, you know, up to scratch. And it's just don't chop off the root of the onion. If you chop off the root, then the whole thing will fall apart. So that's the number one.
There you go. I wasn't paying attention. What's the most popular? Can you predict what's going to be, you know, popular on Instagram?
You can now, and I have, I suppose, on the journey to get my page up to where it is now, I would look at what was trending and you see, you know, what's popular. And two things and two of them are chicken and chocolate.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there's things that people want to see more of and there's things that they'll just scroll past. So, unfortunately, there's some, like lentils, poor old mushrooms get a hard hit.
Right.
Fish is hard to sell too, unfortunately.
Okay.
And I love all of those three things. But chocolate, it always goes really well. A lot of my baking things are quite successful. And then I have my dinners as well are very good. They go down very well. And I like to keep them at around 30 minutes, 30 minute dinners. You know, nobody has time for the big long-winded meal prep in the evening.
Yeah, I see your peanut butter crispy cups got 15 million views.
Yeah.
People are voting with their feet. And the peanut butter would suggest that there's probably a big American audience.
Yeah, peanut butter is definitely a big one in the States. But we're all wanting to add a little bit of protein to our diets now. So I think like the nut butters are coming in. I find they're good. Like, you know, you're putting a bit of healthier fats. Well, I suppose, you know, somebody will say it's not healthy, but I think it's a good one. Obviously, you can't put them in the lunchbox. That's an after school treat. But the chocolate ones definitely go well.
And there's no cooking there, really. You melt the butter.
That's not about it.
There's no cooking.
No.
So you set in the fridge for an hour.
Yeah, five ingredients. So people love that too. They love five or less ingredients are really popular. No bake, that's another one that's lovely. People like anything that's a shortcut or I can make it in no time.
Yeah.
And also if they're items that you'd have it already, you know, ingredients that you have in the cupboard already, that always wins.
So what's the ambition now? Because it's a brave new world we're in, isn't it? Do you just stay there and inhabit Instagram or do you aspire to be the next Nevin Maguire?
Well, I actually did a cooking demonstration with Nevin years ago in New York, in Grand Central Station, believe it or not. I got a scholarship to Johnson Wales in America. And while I was there, the girl that I was rooming with, she'd been working with Nevin. So he's amazing. So, I'd absolutely aspire to be like Nevin. He's incredible.
Okay.
My plans are big. I have loads of stuff coming up in the new year. I have a big, massive project that I'm not allowed to speak about that will be... come to fruition next summer.
Right, okay,
big things on the cards.
Okay, well, you'll have to change the name. It's a Little Lou Cooks to Big Lou Cooks after this. You're going into the big time. For the moment, Lou Robbie, thanks for coming into our Galway studio. Great talking to you. And people can go Little Lou Cooks. You're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, and you're on TikTok for all those handy recipes. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Susan O'Neill is back in studio with Killian. You were in the Ennis Brass Band.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, I always wondered what do all these people in brass bands do with their musical knowledge?
It's a good question.
We know what you did.
It's an amazing service. You know, they it's a gift that they give to communities because they taught me how to read and play.
Yeah.
When I didn't even realize I was learning it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Genuinely, you wake up at 14 or 15. I know how to read music.
And you know how to play the trumpet and the saxophone, the guitar, and everything.
You download them in your dreams.
Okay, what are you going to sing us out with?
We're going to sing a song that I have absolutely adored from when I was about 12 or 13. This is the Magnetic Zeros, The Book of Love.
Great.